Hour. Sean, can you hear me? I can barely hear
yes,
you.
Yes, you barely
okay.
Hear me.
Wake up,
but
Sean
I
B.
I am, man.
Are you? What did you do last night?
Of course, you know what I did.
We know what you did.
Well, you know.
We know what Del Vita did. All right, guys, so this morning... we're out here fishing for tarot readings. You know what we do. If you haven't heard from us on the weekend, it's because we've been having our asses handed to us. And we're fucking tired. Tired.
Yeah.
Our boss has been riding our asses. Straight right in the ass.
Yeah, boy, there's a black ass lizard in my mouth.
A what?
Lizard.
Oh, nice. Get it outside before somebody kills it on accident.
I'm trying to get it.
All right, bitches. So, we're going to do our weekly forecast. I tried to move everything into, like, episodes and scrunch everything together this last week because we had to catch up. So, now we're going to resume our regular broadcasting. Yay! So for this week, if your life isn't terrible, awesome. But right now, if life is terrible, there's a reason why. We have things going on. I'll tell you this, Mercury's in retrograde, man.
Oh my God.
So from November 3rd to the 9th, it will be first quarter moon, occurs on Friday, November 4th, 2019 at 5:23 a.m. It is exact when Sun in Scorpio forms a square with the Moon in Aquarius. There is a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those around us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground. And it may face its first obstacles. Moon occurs at 11 degrees and 42 minutes of Aquarius, forming a square at the Sun, 11 degrees and 42 minutes of Scorpio, affecting people born with personal planets, and at the points approximately 10 to 14 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Yay, I'm not involved. Awesome. That's... for me, that's awesome. I fuck all you people. The Sun is in Scorpio, Mercury is in Scorpio, Venus in Sagittarius, and Mars is in Libra. Whatever. From October 23rd, the Sun will be in Scorpio till November 22nd. Guiding principle of Scorpio is I desire. Is a sign of death, intimacy, extremes of feeling, superficiality simply will not do with the Sun and Scorpio. So I guess now it's time to show that real face. We have the desire to get to the bottom of matters. Mediocrity does not satisfy either. All that is hidden, taboo, secret, or suppressed interests us. In Libra, we strive towards equality and fairness. Scorpio, however, instinctively believes that life simply isn't fair. Scorpio's energy is provocative, usually in a quiet way. This explains Randy a lot. As well as passionate, strong-willed, and intense. It can be an immensely healing and transformative energy. Jealousy, vindictiveness, beating a dead horse, and manipulative are some of the more negative expressions of Scorpio. That one I do know. Mercury is fucking in retrograde, but it also is in Scorpio from October 3rd to December 9th. Great. When Mercury is in Scorpio, our thoughts and communications are more probing and intense, while Mercury in Libra urges us to find balance and to arrive at fair solutions. But it's in retrograde. It's in fucking retrograde. So what about it being reversed? So I'm delving into that a little bit. I'm not satisfied. Like, bitch, it's been happening since Halloween. So I'm going to tell you exactly who's going to be affected by this Mercury retrograde. Just so we know, you know, I think it's important. My friend did make that conclusion that she herself will not listen or read a horoscope that is not thorough and is just in general. I mean, I agree. So that's why we do what we do. Amongst the most major of the workplace do's and don'ts of Mercury retrograde, do give yourself extra time to offset technological and or travel snuffus. Don't sign new contracts. Do have patience. But this year's final Mercury retrograde takes place during Scorpio season, so things are about to be even shakier ground than normal. That's what I'm talking about. After all, Scorpio is a mysterious, sometimes unpredictable sign. Very true. There are some zodiac signs whose careers will be affected the most by Mercury retrograde. Not ours. We're dead set and stuck in there. We're on a ghost ship. We're there forever. Those signs may want to know what to expect. While there are some potential pitfalls to watch out for, a few signs actually have positive outcomes. Hold on. We have something for this. Has anyone ever had a positive Mercury retrograde? That's why we're applauding. Mercury will station retrograde on October 31st at 11:42 a.m. into the watery sign of Scorpio. Mercury will begin its forward movement on November 20th at 2:12 p.m. What that means is the first few weeks of November will be a prime time for reflection, processing, and otherwise taking a step back to regroup after the last few months. Since Mercury retrograde emphasizes reflection over progress, it's actually a great little built-in break in the astrological calendar to help us reset and gather energy for what's next. Wow. So, let's see. Who does it affect? We want to know. Aries, this is a time of deep passion and intensity in all areas of your life, including your career. The bustle of Aquarius, setbacks from mistakes might make your temper flare, but if you'll just as quickly return to baseline, if there is any work that needs reviewing, this is the best time. As Mercury retrograde in Scorpio will give Aries an eagle eye keenness. Potential financial windfall for Aquarius. A raise that you may have been up for will be in the works or delayed. Don't stress the financial part or the promotion. It will work out in the end. Taurus. Normally one to move at a steady pace, you won't be tripped up by delays unless you're in the middle of a job change. There may be someone at work who will be more persistently passive aggressive, but this won't faze you due to your immense built-in patience. Overall, this will be an enjoyable time when you can cruise through work thanks to your thoroughness and work ethic, which will pay off during Mercury's retrograde in Scorpio. I will say this, my Taurus face, I have a Taurus face. Like, I'm a Libra, but I'm a Taurus rising. So basically what that means is we should be reading our rising sign horoscopes more than the one we're born under. Because my sun and moon, my midhaven is Taurus. So for me, this applies to me for sure, because that's exactly what's going on right now. Libra, you may witness some delays, mistakes, and expressions of aggravation around you at work, which could leave you feeling nonplussed. At first, nonetheless, you will be considered a safe haven for venting by coworkers and clients, of course, which in turn will balance your perspectives, bringing joy. You'll also enjoy revisiting old projects, especially those that were creative endeavors. Meanwhile, Mercury retrograde will offer Libra a crucial opportunity to reflect on the state of their beloved balance. Piss off. That's all I have to say. Piss off. A feeling of injustice regarding our finances and self-worth will raise from the depths of your psyche. Just like the Two of Pentacles tarot card, a balance between your earnings and spending, and between what you give people and what you receive from them is very much need. Whenever you are confronted with these situations, ask yourself, is it really worth it? I find myself doing that. Scorpio. Fury 8 encourages Scorpio to commit to projects that may seem daunting during this time. Daunting. Scorpio may find the Mercury retrograde an excellent time to dig deeper into what they feel most passionate about. If Scorpio is working on a project that requires intense focus, the Mercury retrograde may offer greater concentration. Scorpio has amazing staying power to get the job done. Often, the reward for Scorpio is a major payout, although making bank may be delayed until Mercury turns direct. Capricorn may benefit from relaxing their stubborn desire to achieve career greatness all on their own. An old colleague will help you connect with a new professional opportunity. Be open to networking to allow yourself the chance to get offers. Aquarius, transforming the outdated views of the world are so your thing, and with this Mercury retrograde hitting your house of career and public image, an enormous need to change your path will make its way to you. Days advises Aquarius, great Aquarius, fucking Aquarius people, embrace the change and take this turbulent time and communications to take a deep inner reflection. Are you following the path of your heart? Are you following the path that has been imposed? Aquarius could feel more agitated or frustrated during a Mercury retrograde. Makes sense. A boss or a prominent client may provoke an intense situation, which could lead Aquarius to temporarily walk away from a lucrative offer. But once Mercury stations direct, both parties could come to a mutual agreement. As for the rest of the signs, just be mindful of best practices during Mercury retrograde at work, and you should come out on the other side just fine. So those who are not mentioned, you're fucking lucky. Just consider yourselves fucking lucky.
Yes, yes.
So, and you weren't mentioned on there, so.
I know.
Yay! I have things. You know, the angels be
what
writing
sipping on
stuff.
This morning?
Get coffee?
You know it. You know it. I gotta have my morning blood juice. Fruit blood is what juice is called. Juice is just fruit blood.
Juicy juice.
Yay, juicy a juice.
100% juice for 100% juice.
No, it's not even. My kid's not allowed to have juicy juice.
Yeah, that shit's bullshit.
It's all sugar. It's not good for you at all. No child should be drinking that.
Juice.
Yeah, like, no. Okay, so I want to... I do want to mention this. We are 20 away from 400. Okay.
Yes.
And our page has reached over 7,000 people. We had over 2,000 engagements. Yep.
Wow.
Yay. So, that's it. That's all for that part. I made sure because the retrograde kind of takes precedence since we needed. All right, so we're going to throw on our meditative muzak, which you could definitely use.
Oh, yeah.
You too. Yep. You need to breathe too.
If I could reach through this phone and choke you.
Why you can't get mad at me? For I'm your best friend.
Of course. Of course. I mean it with love. With love. I'll choke you with love.
God. Oh, my God.
Just inhale three or four times. Because you know you're going to end up choking me at work anyway.
I'm going to choke you like a chicken.
I'm going to fucking fuck up something on the damn fryer. So you know.
That's funny.
I'm not going to drop a fry in time or something.
Oh, God help you if you don't drop my fries.
Oh, my God.
God, we're such losers.
Remember yesterday he got mad about celery?
Yeah, what was that anyway?
That nigga got mad about celery.
What's that?
Right here. You don't remember when Gina was asking about extra celery or whatever and we didn't know how
much? Oh, yeah, because I didn't know what the fuck she wanted and I didn't know five came in extra. He's like, would you pay $1.99 for three? No, bitch, I wouldn't.
That nigga started laughing, bro. Man, all those rich had a dick
on
his
ass. Just give her the damn celery. Stop arguing.
Hey, they get mad at us for that shit, bro. We always arguing on the line. Oh, shit, dude. That dog's a point. That dog's funny, dude. I love it.
It is wild. It is wild. I feel, for me, I'm torn. I'm just, like, you know, having a job could, you know, be harder to get. Maybe, and it could be, you know, worse.
Definitely could be worse. Definitely could be worse.
It could be where we don't have jobs at all.
Yeah. It's shits and gigs for me, dude. I love And then you getting on my ass all the fucking time about that shit on my front face. Oh, dude, you be gonna bust a blood vessel on them fucking fries. Don't you? Dude, I told you to drop the goddamn fries.
Hey. Respect my authority.
What did you say? The fucking ain't shrimp. How long you been here? Oh, my God.
Ain't shrimp.
Ain't shrimp. I'm still gonna ask you stupid shit, dude.
I wanna stab you.
Yeah.
All right. I put out some more feelers out there to try and catch people. I don't know. Like, I tried to make as many tags to be found as possible. So we'll see.
Oh, did that happen for you last night?
No. My ass went to bed. I'm like, yeah, I'm not waiting for you people. I just went to sleep.
Oh, shit, dude.
Okay. So I have things. We're going to do 20 minutes of meditative music. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
don't think anyone's coming.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to come. We only have, like, less than 30 minutes left. So I'm going to cut it off there. And if anybody hears this, we'll be on in the morning tomorrow, probably the same time. So I will try and advertise beforehand, but it's just easier. For some reason, our platform doesn't like when we pre-make an episode and then call into it. It likes it better when I make it on the spot. So I will try and advertise beforehand. But if you catch this, I will be on tomorrow, 9:30 to 10:30. All right, so that's the tea of the day. I hope everyone enjoys themselves. I would mix some music right now, but I've got to do my morning regimen and take me vitamins. So I'll see you at work.
All right, that's the tea, guys.
And that is the tea. Bye.